Design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also, remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell. Brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, welcome to Home Sweet Home. It's Wednesday, and we're here in the studio with a full house of lovely ladies. We have Linda Piana, our co-host. We have Carol Ann, and we have Brenda, and we have Nicole. And, oh, God, only knows who else is going to walk through the door, which is nice, right? We have a full house. I wish I would have brought that chili chocolate I found. Any of you ever heard of the chocolate infused with chili? I forgot to bring.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Love
the chili
that.
Powder, you mean.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's a Mayan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
It's good.
But I'll try to remember next time and I'll give everybody a chunk. It's, you know, when everybody's here. Yeah. It's good stuff. Anyway. So, there are some current events this week that we should talk about. Today starts the San Gennaro Feast, runs through the 12th. And they do fireworks, I think, the first night and the last night. Oh, is it the last night? Okay, good. And then we have Mother's Day on Monday. If you're on Monday, you forgot it. Sunday. So for those of you out there who are mothers, happy Mother's Day. If you're not and you are a mother to puppies or you're a mother to pets or you're a mother to friends, which we all are. Mm-hmm. We girls do all that mothering every day of our lives. So, and to our husbands and boyfriends and significant others, we're mothers all the time. So just happy to all the mothers out
happy
there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have the Beach Boys at the Camp. On 511, hello, what planet? The Beach Boys at the Cannery on 511 at 8 p.m. So if you want tickets for the Beach Boys, you could go to the Cannery online, and I'm sure you can get them. We have my brother-in-law's band playing. I want to plug that again because it's amazing. They are playing June 2nd at the brunch at Gordon Biersch on Paradise Road.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great with our little Dinah Washington singer there. Mm-hmm. She's lovely. And it's called the New Rhythm Quartet. And if you Google New Rhythm Quartet Las Vegas, he will come up, Guy Amato, and it'll tell you all about what they're doing. And you can listen to a little video. They're really awesome. So that's a lot of stuff going on. Linda wants to make a quick report on her little First Friday visit.
Oh,
she
yeah,
went this
I,
past
I,
Friday.
I just posted one photo so far, but I have never had more fun at First Friday. And I met a couple of people, and we went to Mingo's and had a beer. And that started off the day. We had to get there early to even get a parking place.
Right.
Then we met some other people. Then we went back and had another beer and some really excellent food. I was amazed at the American comfort food that they have. Very, I'm telling you, I put my seal of approval on the food.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
And
we like to hear that.
We walked around and saw some great artworks, and our friend
Barb
was in her little
beautiful little
Vexed. Store.
It's V-E-X-E-D, mm-hmm, Vexed, mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And everybody, and as we stayed, the crowds kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I don't know where everybody parked. I have no idea because,
it's hard. That's the only thing. You know, maybe we should go in groups like the next time. Like, you know, park, like I was saying, park at the World Market and then just go with four or five people in a car and mm-hmm. get over there that way. This way you don't have to look for five spaces. You look for like one. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, what impressed me is that say on a regular old street downtown, you would find no lights at all. And they have placed the most beautiful lights, street lights, so that everything's well lit, but it looks beautiful too. Everything is so tastefully done and artsy. I'm just so impressed. I love it.
I'm sorry, I missed it. My doggie wasn't feeling good.
I know.
And I was so sad, but I couldn't leave him by himself.
There's always another one next month.
I know. Next one. Anyway, thank you, Linda, for that.
You're
very
welcome.
Cute little report. We do have Nicole, who is our real estate expert for the Home Sweet Home Show, and she wants to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market, which we always appreciate because real estate has been so erratic over the last few years. And the first thing, I have a question, Nicole, that I think concerns everybody. And it's one of the questions that you thought we should talk about. What can an agent do that a home buyer cannot? I don't know if people know that.
Right now, it's such a seller's market. You really need an agent to help you just even find a house that's available. On my listings, I get a lot of calls, and they're finding it on Zillow or online. I think every buyer goes online, and a lot of times they don't realize, and they're not up to date, that those houses are all under contract.
Wow.
So, you know, if you call me, I can at least set up a search and get it to email you exactly what you're looking for as it comes on the market. Because right now, everything's so quick.
Right.
You have to be up to date.
So really fast.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is a lot of agents have what we call pocket listings, so they're not even listing them.
Yeah, that's just like a private little thing they have going on, right?
Right.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
So if they don't have someone within a week or two, they'll go ahead and list it. But usually right now, the agents that know each other, et cetera, we're just not even listing it because you don't need to. You have so much
just
demand.
Just tell your other agent friends, and and it goes, the word gets out there. What have you got listed right now that you want to talk about for a minute?
I have a new listing on Grindle Point, which is a D.R. Horton new home community over on Buffalo and Tropicana. So great location right in the middle of town. It's exactly 1 year old, and it has a lot of great upgrades to it. It's actually a 2,800 square foot, two-story house. So four bedrooms and a great loft, and it's listed at $299,900.
Wow. And I think we're going to post that on the Home Sweet Home Radio page.
Yes.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, I can.
Or the KLAV one. You could also post it on the Home Sweet Home one, I think, too. Mm-hmm. If you send it to me, I'll post it.
Okay. Yeah, there's some beautiful photos of that.
Yeah, I saw that one that you sent me on my phone this morning. And yeah, it's very, very nice. So that's the most current one you just...
Yes, and it's a traditional sale, too. So
right,
you can actually close quickly.
Right. And you had said that this is a good question to ask. It says, who is selling their home this month and why? And that's, I'm interested in that question, too.
Well, it's interesting. This week alone, I had two people call me that are actually renting their house, but they wanted me to comp it. When I told them what they could get for it, they were shocked, and they decided to sell. So, for example, I have one that I know we can sell his house for $140,000, and he was getting $1,000 rent, and he just owns it outright, so he said, let's sell it. And, you know, I listed that on Friday to give you an idea of, again, how much of a seller's market it is. Friday about midnight, and Wednesday, I have six offers on
it.
Get
out of Dodge, girl.
Yeah.
What has happened?
How much was that one?
It's 140, and again, if it's under 200,000, there's a huge demand. But again, this is a 1984 house.
Well,
that's about 1,600 square feet, and it's lots of the people that actually put offers on it aren't investors or people that want to buy the house to live in. So it's a good price point.
Well, I guess the market's changing, girl.
Yes, up.
Yes, it is.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Everybody's happy. Well, you know, the design business has picked up a whole lot too, which is lovely. Yeah. So we kind of know what's going on out there. It's a fast market. You better get on your horse and ride, boogie baby, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, considering return on investment, where is money best spent when you remodel your house?
Well, Leslie, you probably have some input on this too, being a designer. But my opinion is the kitchen is always a good place to start. You can do granite, which makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Flooring and paint and light fixtures, too. If you have a house built in the 80s, but you update just the lighting alone, it makes a whole.
Absolutely.
So it's,
you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're going to turn around and sell. People want to see modern today. They just love it. They see it in all the magazines. They want everything to be crisp and fresh and different. And, you know, I do a lot of modern now. I used to do a lot more traditional. But now it's, you know, everything's so updated and clean and sleek and, you know, great looking, right?
Yeah,
put away.
Yeah, put away. Things are put away. And like you said, you know, if you're going to get it ready to sell, you got to get rid of a lot of the personal items so that it's attractive to people. They don't see a bunch of, you know, little tiny tchotchke things around, you know, like we girls do.
I agree, but I do think some furniture is nice in there.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of times people
stage
just don't
it.
Know, you know, they're asking me, you know, where should I put my couch, where do I put my table,
right.
So just to have the basics in there is good.
Well, you know, I had a lady a couple of years ago that asked me to stage, and she was a realtor, and she said, please help me because this house is not moving, and it's a nice layout, I just don't understand. The fireplace in the room was angled, and it was a pretty big room. Well, they had it all lined up against the walls, the furniture. So I angled everything into the fireplace. The house held. Oh. It was just so weird. All I did was move a few pieces and change some art and accessories and, like, kind of just clean it up, basically. And
the artist's eye.
Yeah, because you see it. When I walk in the front door, I don't see it the way a normal. You don't either, Nicole, and... You know, if you're artsy, you don't see it the way most people see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you do this every day, so you know. You know what I'm saying? You know how to look. You know what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. But that's why it's fun to go see model homes, too.
Yeah, it's a blast. It's really a blast. I love it. Yeah. I did it for years for Rhodes and Trophy, and I'll tell you, there's a real science to it. I mean, it is really thought about, the way they're laid out and the way they're decorated and the way they flow from room to room. It just makes it so calming and, you know what, you got to know what you're doing there to sell them that fast, because remember how fast they used to sell these track homes? It was like in a minute they had like 20 sold. It was like, oh my God, you know, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Like that right now.
The good old days.
Right now, though, there's not very many new home development, so they're all pretty much sold out.
Is it because there's not a lot of land available, or?
Well, they stopped building, and now they're trying to catch up because there's no inventory.
Yeah.
So they're trying, so that's one of the reasons. And the other main reason is why I have a lot of buyers that are interested in that. It's not so much that it's a brand new home, it's that a new home builder is going to take a finance offer.
Yeah.
So again, on my one listing I have for $140,000, if I have 10 offers by Friday, which we're going to leave listed till Friday, the cash offers are going to go up to the top, and
sure.
the finance are going to go to the bottom. So they just don't have a lot of options. So that's why
a lot you'd rather take cash than financing, my gosh, and any day, right? Here's $500,000. Oh, here's a loan. I don't think so. Not.
Cash is key, yes. Yes, yeah.
Now we get the philosophy, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. So for those out there who are having trouble paying their mortgage payments, give them a little bit of advice.
I think communication is key, you know, one with your real estate agent that you're working with, what your goals are and what you want. You know, I've had actually a couple of people call me recently that are really just having a hard time making their payments. And I always advise people to go to the bank first and ask for a modification. And if they don't, then we can actually look at selling it, because you'd be surprised. A lot of people that think they're going to have to short sell don't have to short sell now.
Yeah.
They might actually make $5,000-$10,000 on it because the prices have gone up 30% in 1 year. So I would say just look at all your options before you just let it go and start making the payments.
Yeah. Well, can you give a phone number, too, so that people could call you if they have questions?
My cell number is 702-303-8243.
Okay, and you're with RE/MAX Winners, right?
Yes, RE/MAX Winners.
Yeah, Nicole knows her stuff. So you guys out there that have questions, whether you're buying, selling, you have questions about your mortgage payments, Nicole is the right lady to talk to, and I think we have one more question. Who is the client buying today, and why?
Well, a couple of things. You can actually buy and your payments are probably going to be lower than you're paying for rent.
Okay.
So again, on a $140,000 house, your payments might be $700 a month plus
right.
tax and insurance.
Right, you know, right, right.
They're going to be well over under $1,000, and you actually are going to be making payments towards something you own. So a first-time home buyer, it's great. It's just you have to be very patient
yes,
right now
yes.
to get the house.
Okay.
So that's who's buying. And the other reason the prices are going up so high is we have these hedge fund companies that are coming in and
yeah,
they're
you were
buying
saying. I know.
Up so many of the houses. So that's
yeah.
why the competition is fierce under 200,000.
I think we're going to still see some major changes in the next year or two here. I have a feeling it's happening, and I don't know what the current is, but there's a lot of excitement out there again, which is really good for our town, you know,
mm-hmm.
for growth. So if we're going to have another growth spurt, I'm hanging on for the ride, I'll tell you. I've been hanging in 39 years. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere either.
I know. Okay, Nicole, thanks. We're going to take a
Thank
break
you.
For our sponsors, but you'll be staying in the studio with us yep. and joining in on the conversation. Okay, everyone, you're listening to Home Sweet Home. You're at KLIV1230AM.com on your computer. And if you want to call in today, it's 702-731-1230, 866-820-5528. For toll free. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and kupawasu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Getting the most for your decorating dollars. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home on KLAV, 1230AM.com. If you're listening on the internet, welcome, and we're having a lot of fun today. I started doing this like joke of the week thing, and friend, friends are sending me jokes, and some of them are hilarious.
I'm so glad.
I know. My girlfriend Karen up in Denver sent me this whole like thing here of jokes, and some some I can't say because we're on the air.
Right, right.
But some are funny. And what I'm going to promise you I won't do, this is an Irish joke. I'm not going to try to have an accent in Irish because I'm an Italian-American, and it'll sound really dumb. So I'm not going to do that. But picture Irish people doing this with a brogue, I guess, right? Okay. So this is the story. Muldoon lived alone in the Irish countryside with only a pet dog for company. One day the dog died, and Muldoon went to the parish priest and asked, "Father, my dog is dead. Could you be saying a mass for the poor creature?" Father Patrick replied, "I'm afraid not. We cannot have services for an animal in the church. But there are some Baptists down the lane, and there's no telling what they believe. Maybe they'll do something for the creature." Muldoon said, "I'll go right away, Father. Do you think 5,000 is enough to donate to them for the service?" Father Patrick exclaimed, "Sweet Mary, Mother of Jesus, why didn't you tell me the dog was Catholic?"
Yeah, good, 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 good. Very good.
I thought that was a scream.
Very good. That's good.
I know.
You know, you had a little bit of a brogue there, actually.
I did? Oh, my goodness.
We'll practice, okay?
I'll practice. I know. I'm still practicing Italian. I know. It's so funny. But we have a little report here on the Nature Center at Clark County Wetlands Park at 7050 Wetlands Park Lane, about a mile east of Boulder Highway off Tropicana. And it's a new complex. It looks really cool. I'm going to pass it around to the girls in the studio. They have an information center, a cafe, meeting space, classrooms. So this is just another little thing you could bring your kids to, or visitors from out of town that want to see something other than the gambling and the strip. So that's how you get there. It's 7050 Wetlands Park Lane, off Boulder Highway and Tropicana. So give that a look. And it was in the View newspaper on April 30th. You probably all get the View in your areas. I think it's geared toward each zip code or something like that, or a group of zip codes, something like that.
That was in mine, too. And
yeah,
I'll tell you, it was a really lovely, it's a lovely walk. It's really beautiful and refreshing. But now they have the big center, and that's going to be, I hadn't seen that before, so it's going to be beautiful.
I think it's something we should, you know, look at one day and take a trip there. And I still haven't gone to the, what is that, Desert Demonstration Gardens? I got 2 free passes to that. You know the one on Alta and Decatur area?
Oh, yeah.
For the water district?
It's near Spring Preserves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't done
that.
We'll
go before it gets too hot.
Yeah, because they show you how to grow desert plants and, you know, things that most people who move here don't know. You know, it's hard to figure out what to plant. The one magazine I did find that's very informative about planting in the Southwest is Sunset Magazine.
Oh, right. That's a standard.
I have to get that magazine again all the time because they give you, like, regions. Like, you can grow this in this region, and this time of year you could plant it. And, you know, a lot of people really need that information. And it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you go to the nurseries, but they really, you know, a lot of people don't know for sure unless you get a real expert at the nursery that knows
the plants. It's trickier than you think because you can get something from the nursery and they'll say that it grows and then you'll plant it and try to take care of it. Maybe you don't know exactly how much or how little to water it.
I know.
Then it'll die and then you'll go back and they'll say, well, that's not
our problem. How much sun did it get?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you really have to know your exposure for the sun. Like, is it east, west, north, south? You know, you have to say that because if you don't tell them that, they have no way of knowing whether you're going to fry your plants or not. You know, it's a
That's
big
right.
issue here.
Right.
Very,
even
very
cactus need shade.
Mm-hmm. They do. And the thing that most people don't realize when they move here and buy new homes is that they think that it doesn't get cold here, but it does.
Wow,
and
way cold.
It gets way cold at night in the winter, and it gets into the 20s. We've had several days this past winter that were in the 20s, and a lot of people's pipes burst, their landscaping pipes burst. It costs hundreds of dollars to get those repaired. You know, you need those little sleeves for them that you can buy that protect the pipes, you know. So this is all good information that people should have. I'll tell you a funny thing, though. I had my landscaping done this past weekend, and there was a little planter on the, I think it's the north side of the house, and there were, like, scallion things coming out of the ground. Yeah. And my gardener said to me, oh, Leslie, I think these are scallions. I go, well, just rip them up because I don't want them. You know, they look like they're all dead. Guess what it was? All fresh garlic. All good. And he dug it up for me, and I have to still scrub it down because it's pretty dirty. You know, it was under the ground.
Oh, how nice.
So it smells magnificent because it doesn't smell like the grocery store garlic because it's so fresh.
Oh.
Yeah.
How, cool. Did you get a bunch?
I don't know.
Somebody must
Somebody planted it.
Somebody must have planted it.
Yeah. I know Aaron wasn't near it to, you know, do his thing on it, the dog, but... Thank God. But because I don't touch anything where Aaron was. You know what I mean?
I know
no
the
rosemary,
feeling.
Nothing. I mean, if, yeah, if he's been there, I'm not there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But, you know, spices and herbs are great to grow in the
Isn't
desert.
Isn't it awesome? I know. They smell so great when they're fresh. I love to put fresh stuff. You know, recipes call for fresh stuff. But when you have to buy, like, fresh parsley or basil, you have to buy so much.
I know.
And then, like, you know, there's, like, 20 pounds of it, and what do you do with it? You know, that's the problem with it. You got to give it away, or you have to dry it in your well, go ahead, Carolyn.
There's little containers now that I just bought some like mint and some parsley.
Whole Foods has containers?
Yeah, they have them in like these like individual containers. They're real small.
Okay, good. All right, so
like you, I yeah. was like throwing it all out too.
Yeah, I know. You know what I do?
Are they growing?
Yeah, are they growing?
They're all in plastic containers, yeah. And they're good for, like, about...
In soil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
some
good.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. The other thing that is a tip for everybody, too, is that I learned this from my sister. If you have a gas oven, I think it also works in electric, but I'm not sure. But you just put some foil in there, right, and just put all the leftover parsley or basil in there, and it dries all by itself without putting the oven on. So just put a That's note true. To yourself yeah. not to burn it if you turn the oven on.
That's true.
Like, you know, don't do this.
Yeah. Don't preheat.
Yeah. But, do yeah, I've preheat. Done stuff like that. It's like, what smells like that? You know, what is that? You know, hello. But that's a good idea because then you could dry it and just crumble it and put it in a jar. And I always label when I did it and make sure it's sealed really tight because they get mold in them. Do you know that? If you don't put spices in a really tight jar, they will get mold on them. It happened to me. You know those cork things that you put in the...
Oh, right.
I use that instead of a screw-on top. Doesn't work. No. Oh. I figured that out. So, you know, there's some
live and learn.
There. Yeah, some live and learn tips out there. You have a real quick thing about lemon curd for Mother's Day you want to talk about, and then we're going to put the other girls on.
Oh, okay, sure.
You want to talk about that one?
I thought that, I also posted this.
On our Home Sweet Home
Facebook. On Home Sweet Home, and this is the most beautiful picture. And I had to write because it didn't say on this particular page, but it's from a Williams-Sonoma catalog, May 2, 2013, mm-hmm. And it says "Make it for Mom," and they're talking about lemon curd used with a nice quick bread.
Oh.
So, you know, I
nice
was
breakfast
very intrigued. Thing. Yeah, I have never made it, so I dug up the recipe and I'll report back. I haven't made it yet, but it's not hard to make. It just has eggs, fresh lemons, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Unsalted butter and a little bit of salt. And as you food process all of this, you cook it down very, very slowly until it becomes just like it's a heavy sauce. And
right.
It's like maybe pudding.
Pudding consistency.
Yeah. But I can't wait. This one that I can also post online is from the 1999 Barefoot Contessa cookbook.
So. That sounds good. You know, that probably works with a pound cake, too.
Oh, it would be the best with a pound cake.
Right? You could cheat with the pound cake and go get, you know, the one that they have in the bakery.
The nice one.
Yeah. The nice one.
There you go.
And say you made it. Why not? Who knows? Don't tell anybody. Right? Okay, so we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to have the Velocity Girls on to talk about velocity and all the wonderful things about my favorite drug of choice now. Okay. So you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda and Nicole and Carol Ann and Brenda. We got a full house today, guys. So we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. I'm proud to be your real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home radio show.
Nicole Moreau is my choice for a resident real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home show here at Lotus Broadcasting. I've known Nicole personally for over 8 years and know she is a real estate agent you can trust. She has over 9 years of experience as a realtor and has made Las Vegas her home for over 15 years. Savvy is a great word to describe Nicole Moreau as she impresses her clients with her knowledge of the fast-changing real estate trends and uses only the latest technology. Nicole explains that this technology gives you the marketing advantage if you are selling and an edge on your competitors if you are buying. Dedication to her clients and passionate about her community. That's our real estate expert for the Home Sweet Home Show, Nicole Moreau. You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie, Linda, Nicole, Brenda, and Carol Ann. And Brenda and Carol Ann are here today. They're one of our sponsors also, as well as Nicole. And they're going to talk a little bit about Velocity today, but I believe we do have a caller and a question. So let's see who this is. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Michelle McGee.
Hi, Michelle. How
Hi,
are
Michelle.
You?
Hi, Michelle.
Good.
Hey, what's your question?
Actually, I just wanted to talk about Velocity.
Oh, well,
and
we
what it's
love
done for
that.
Me.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us a little talk about it.
All right. Well, I've actually gone through most of my adult life being overweight, and I've tried pretty much everything under the sun, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, Dexatrim, I mean, you name it, I've tried it. and nothing has ever worked for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
So being at church, I saw one of my friends just start getting smaller and smaller, and I finally went up to them and I said, "Hey, what are you doing? I know you're losing weight. What's happening here?" And he introduced me to Velocity.
Isn't that great?
I tried. I was a little apprehensive because any time you take a little pill, you think, "Uh oh, I'm going to get a little jittery, or I'm going to get a little," you know.
True.
I went ahead and took it, and there was no jitters. There was nothing. There was just
good for
an
you.
Energy level that was amazing.
Wow, huh?
And so. To date, I've been on it for a little over a year, and to date, I've lost 50 pounds on this.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I'm so proud of you. I don't even know you, but
thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you.
How many pant sizes did you drop, Michelle?
I have dropped 5 pant
oh
sizes.
Oh, my goodness.
I am in the regular sizes now. No more large
oh
sizes for me.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that must feel amazing. I know that feeling. It feels great, doesn't it?
It is incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
I'm so happy for you. Well, you're healthier now, and you feel better, and you can enjoy life more, and, you know, you can get dressed and look fancy and beautiful
and feel good about it.
Yeah, and feel good about yourself. That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We love it. And the girls are going to answer a few questions today because they're the representatives for Velocity. But thank you so much, and we're really proud of you.
Yes,
thank you, Michelle, for calling
in.
We appreciate that.
You look great.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Before we get to talk, do you want to take this other call?
Yeah.
If it's true,
okay. Absolutely.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Tony in Las Vegas. How you doing today?
Hi, Tony in Las Vegas. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just want you to know that Velocity is my drug of choice as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it rocks. And it's legal.
That's
it's
cute.
Legal. Hey, I just wanted to share a couple of things with you as well about Velocity.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, I was lazy, tired, and overweight. I weighed 205 pounds. I'm only 5'10", and I had high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And I got started on the Velocity, and to make a really long story short, I lost 30 pounds in 60 days.
Wow.
Yep.
And you've kept it off, right?
And I've kept it off. Yeah, I've been doing it for about a year and a half now. I lost 6 pounds the first week. I've gone from a very tight 38 waist to about a 32, 33.
Isn't that awesome?
I feel better.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing product.
I'm so glad. Well, you know, it makes me feel better because I'm taking it too, and several people in the studio here today are taking it, and we all love it. So, you know, it just solidifies what we're all saying, the same thing, you know, losing pant sizes and feeling better and having more energy and, you know, feeling younger because you have the energy to get up and do stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be 54 in a couple of months, and most days I feel like I'm about 34 again.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm older than you, and I feel good, too. But I'm not telling you how old.
You're only as old as you feel, and Velocity makes you feel a lot younger.
Yeah, I know. It's like a magic potion, right?
It's absolutely
great. That's a good thing. Well, do you have any questions or anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye to you, my dear?
Oh, no questions. Just everybody should be taking this stuff.
All righty. Well, thank you, Tony. Good luck.
You're welcome.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, hon.
Right,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So.
Let's have a drug party.
Yeah. You guys are popular. Man. Okay. So we know you represent Velocity. Talk about Velocity. Tell us again what it is.
Okay, Leslie. Okay. Velocity is a whole food supplement in a capsule form that not only helps you lose weight, but it gives you an energy boost and helps to enhance your mood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It burns fat, not muscle, unlike some of the other fat burners out there. It suppresses your hunger, helps curb the cravings for the sugar and the fast foods, and it provides up to 8 hours of energy. And the best thing is you only take one capsule per day in the morning after a full breakfast.
Great.
Some people, if they work a different schedule and they go in at like 10:30 at night, then I say take it like at, you know, at that time, because we do have, you know, we're 24 hours.
Yeah, we are. So people are up all night working.
Yeah, so it's not only just breakfast, but the start of your day when you get your meal.
Yeah,
your first meal.
That's right. You should never take anything on an empty stomach anyway.
No,
because all night long you didn't eat, so.
Yes.
And I'm finding, being on it, I think I'm on it 3 months now, and I lost 2 pant sizes, but,
mm-hmm.
And I don't even believe, I mean, every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, whoa, You know, I mean, I'm shocked myself. But, you know, I think that you want to exercise when you start losing this weight. You just feel like, you know what, I think I have the energy to, like, walk for, like, you know, at least half an hour. Which, you know, you don't feel like that when you're heavier. You just feel like you're sluggish, you know. And I think that's part of the problem of being overweight, that you don't feel like you really want to get up and do anything and exercise. And right? So, yeah, so...
What did Seth have to say about this?
Oh, well, you know how the guys are. They like you to look cool.
Is he ready to go on it now?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He had some other issues, but definitely. I think he's ready to start and get him on the power blend.
I have a bottle for him.
Yeah, all right. When he comes to town next time, we'll give him a little pep talk.
Yeah.
And get him rolling, you know, and be healthy. Because, you know, we want to stay healthy for the rest of our lives, right? We don't want to get old.
Well, one of the things that a lot of the feedback that we're starting to hear from a lot of people that are taking it, once they've dropped that excess weight that has needed to come off, what we're hearing now is they have that energy and they are actually getting out there and they're starting
to exercise,
whether it's walking, it's bicycling.
Yeah, something.
It's
something.
Great.
Even if you're dancing, you know what I find I love to do, and I'm just such a goofball. I put the, you know, the party favorites on the TV, the cable thing is those songs, the party favorites. Anyway, I just put it on and I put my workout clothes on and I just jump around the living room and the, you know, I'm all over the place like a bug and my dog goes, rawr, rawr, rawr. He doesn't know what the heck's going on, but I'm just having fun with it and just you know, the thing about dancing, you guys know, is that every bone and muscle in your body is moving at the same time, which is very different than, you know, just walking or just riding a bike because you're using the bottom. But boy, when you put everything into it, it's a lot. I do the cha-cha by myself. Wow. And, you know, I've even learned to partner myself with like a stuffed animal or something. It's really a lot.
That's a video that could go.
Okay. Yeah, that would go over really big on YouTube, right? How weird is that? But anyway, it's a lot of fun. At least I have a partner. So, okay, so what makes your product different from anything else out there?
Our product contains the three Brazilian power fruits, acai, camu-camu, and cupuaçu. Most folks are very familiar with the acai and the benefits of that product, but what makes ours stand out is we've got all three of those power fruits in one product.
It's amazing. So everybody's happy that seems to be on it, and everybody needs to give it a try. Just give it a try.
Give it a try.
Realize that, you know, if all these people are, I never, ever testify for anything unless I really believe it's a good product. I'm real funny about that, you know, because I don't want to give people bad advice. When I am taking something I really like and I feel good about, I want everybody to know because I want them to be healthy. I want my friends to be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So anyway, all right, girls. Well, let's see. We had a couple people call in. God, you guys are real popular today. Maybe they'll call in for us. Please call us. Call me. The East Coast is like, call me.
Call me.
Call me. We'll have some coffee talk. Yeah. All right, girls. So we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back with a couple more things we didn't talk about. A little bit on fashion and a little bit on interior design when we come back. Little tips and hints. So we are listening to Home Sweet Home out there, KLIV 1230 AM on your dial, and we will be right back. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com.
Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back on the air. We're just talking about dancing around our living rooms by yourself.
I do it with my dog.
Yeah, there you go. You know, if anybody saw me, I think I would probably crawl under a rock. I mean, you girls probably would too.
That's so funny. My dad used to dance with the broom because my mom was playing piano. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, a broom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have tried a stuffed animal. It's a little more, you know, acceptable than a broom.
No,
I think that
wouldn't be very masculine.
No?
Mm-mm.
It could be a girl stuffed animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. All right, so I found this little thing here in Veranda. Was it Veranda? Or let me see where it was. I don't want to give you the wrong information. Anyway, if you go to Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com, all the things I talk about are pictured on our Home Sweet Home website. So you can
beautifully
follow it. Yes. And this was a little quote I got out of the May-June Veranda magazine. And it is about a lady named Nicola Marimatti, Director of European Retail Development at Max Mara, which is like hot, really hot
gigantically
clothes.
Gigantically huge.
And I think there's some Max Mara shops here, if I'm not mistaken, and the clothes are pretty hot. Well, so she made this statement that I thought was very interesting. She said, "When you say that a woman has style, what you're really saying is that she's true to herself." So I really believe that. I think that European women do this better than American women, and men too. They don't really care what anybody thinks about how they dress. Yeah. They're just going to do it. Yeah. You know, and Coco Chanel, we've talked about her before, is a perfect example of who cares what everybody else is doing. When everybody else is wearing a big fancy hat with fruit on it, I'm going to wear like a little tiny straw hat with a ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's her whole philosophy in her life. Like, don't follow the crowd. That's what makes a designer great. Is that they don't follow anyone else. They do it themselves, and they create. They're innovators. They're starters. And starters always, you know, if they're really good at what they do well. So I like this statement, because when you're true to yourself and you look in the mirror and you go, this is how I want to be every day.
And you have confidence in it.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
This is how I like my hair. This is how I like my clothing. You know, when you're sure about your feelings about yourself, that confidence, doesn't it come out?
It exudes. Yes.
Doesn't it?
And then you say, wow, she has style. He has style.
Yeah. I like that feeling. You know, you create your own personality. I was always a leader in school, never a follower, and I'm glad, because my mom said what every mother says. If everybody jumps off the bridge, are you going to jump too? No, Mom, I'm not. But, you know, moms say that. Like, don't follow anyone. Be an individual. Be yourself. You know, tattoos to me are crazy. I would never get one because everybody has one. So why would I want one? I want something nobody has. You know, that's the way I do my
thing. When did you first pierce your ears?
Oh, I was 13 and I begged. I begged my mother. She was like, no, you're not putting holes in your body or out of your mind.
Yep.
I brought you here perfectly beautiful. Mm-hmm, you know how moms are.
My mom wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Yeah. They were tough back in the day. You know, they really were. But a lot of Italian little babies, they used to put the little pierced ears in as soon as they were born. I don't know. My parents were not
like that. They didn't like that.
Yeah, your sister did too. See, who knows? It's crazy. But I did find a picture that I absolutely loved, and it's posted on our Facebook page. I'll just kind of hold it up for you girls.
Oh, right.
Because I absolutely love it. And it is, they're fabric companies that I can buy wholesale to the trade, and they're here in Las Vegas. And they're called Harlequin Zoffany Fabrics. And this picture shows printed draperies, which we haven't seen in years. And the print is large, which I love because it makes such an amazing statement. I am so not afraid to use prints in color. The world is, you know, beautiful, and I think we should all use prints in color. If you go to Europe and you see European magazines and you pick them up, they are so not afraid of color and prints. They are just crazy for them. So only in the U.S. do I ever see people being so subdued and so scared of everything. Don't be afraid to use prints. They're absolutely stunning. And can you imagine how beautiful this would look in a room? I mean,
yeah,
I
that could go it. With a modern or traditional.
Yeah, the browns, and I love the rustic look on the walls. Mm-hmm. Faux painting is gone, by the way. If you're thinking of faux painting, forget about it. Don't do it. But
what's in now?
It's just a suede-y maybe or linen-y look.
Okay.
There's textures and paint finishes that you can do like that. But faux painting columns now, please don't do that. It's not. It's so 90s. You know, it's like over. Get over it, right? It's so over. It's over. Anyway, we have a few more minutes left. Not much. But we... we always talk about great stuff in design, and I'm working on a few projects now that I love, one in the Northwest with a person that actually owns horses on a piece of property that's quite large, and we're redecorating her Western home and renovating her kitchen, which I'm very excited about. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you've got to take pictures.
Yeah, I will, and I'm finishing up a couple of condos in City Center that are stunning. There's just the bright colors, some primaries, another person, thank goodness, not afraid to use color, which is real. I found these polka dot wine glasses at Pier One that are to die for.
Okay.
They're so cute. So anyway, we're going to close the show out. I want to say thank you to Linda Piana, my co-host, Nicole Moreau, our real estate expert from RE/MAX Winners, and Carol Ann and Brenda with Velocity, who are saving my life with my health right now. So thank you, everybody, and we will be back next week on Wednesday. So have a great week, and have some fun. The weather's
happy
nice.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy
Mother's
Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.